opening day is always kind of up in the air with adjustments. Like you said, you don't have a lot of film of regular season to scout from, so you kind of have to go from everything else, and you have to be able to just fall back on the fundamentals of the play, your job on certain adjustments and all that kind of stuff. So you definitely have to be prepared for anything, everything, especially with Miami, a good team that they are, the defense that they have. You know, you got to be ready to be able to make adjustments.
Too many people don't show their hand in preseason. So what you see, you could kind of prepare for it, and hopefully that's what we see. But like I said, this game is going to be a game that is going to come down to sideline adjustments, doing some things, things we probably haven't even practiced. But, you know, our coaching staff do a real good job of going to practice and throwing a couple things that'll curveball at us. Never know what we might get. So when we make those adjustments in the game, we're familiar with
it. Yeah, I definitely have a good feeling for it, man. I started getting a little comfortable in this offense probably after the joint practice against the Redskins. I started feeling more comfortable, and now it's just fine-tuning things and getting ready for the game.
I think our coaches always do a spectacular job in making adjustments in the second half. You know, so we're going to go out there with our game plan, do what we want to do. But we have to respect our opponent. Miami's going to be fired up. They're at home. We're opening the season. It's week one. I don't think the emotions get really any higher besides the Super Bowl than week one when you go out there and play. So the adjustments are going to have to be made, but that's not really our call. We just call the plays that they, you know, we just run the plays that they call. So that's believing in our coaching staff.
It's been great to see how fast he's been able to pick it up. He's a very intelligent player. KTAD, those guys have been putting their time in. And AD's come off and off his injury, and then he's been doing very well. Seeing him, the way he's been coming back and making plays. KT, you know, his KT, he's always going to do something. Danny, along with Danny, he's been showing great stuff. And, you know, the other guys as well, so it's good to see that.
Do the things that, you know, outside the building, as far as being in your book and trying to watch the plays and just learning everything you can so that when you step on that field, you can be consistent and, you know, showcase to the quarterback that you can have his trust.
Well, communication is always crucial on the O-line between the quarterback and then as us as a group. So, I mean, it's going to be hard to hear a little bit, but, I mean, we just got to speak up and make sure our communication is good during practice this week.
Obviously, he's making a lot of the right decisions this year. He's getting the ball out of his hands fast. He can also run. You know, he used to play receiver. We all remember that. So you have to keep him in the pocket and make him make the tough throws.
Regardless of who's up there, we've got to go out there and make plays. So that's believing in your teammates. That goes back to everything that I just said. You know, as far as trusting your teammates, trusting your coaching staff, they know what we have to do. They know what we lost. They know what we're trying to gain. And they know what we're trying to get at the end of the year. So whatever we have out there, that's what we're rolling with, and that's what we're 100% confident in. So we're going to be fine. We're going to be okay. And we're going to miss a guy like that in the locker room, but he's doing his thing and he's happy. So this team's just got to push forward and keep doing what we do best, and that's just playing solid football.
Everybody got a common mindset. It's just how much you put into it. And, you know, these guys, I feel like everybody's on the same page and everybody wants to win this game this week. So that's what we're going to do.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.